Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Stroud approaches the line of scrimmage, takes a knee, and the Texans do it. They defeat the Raiders 23-21. The throw from CJ to Nico sealing it, and the Texans have won seven straight as they head to LA to play the Chargers Saturday.
Seven in a row and 10 wins for the third time in three tries for the D'Amico Ryans-led Houston Texans, who took down the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday 23-21. Hello and welcome. You are in the loop. He is John Lopez and sitting in for Reggie today, pasty white man Paul Gallant. John, it's great to be with you again. We did a TV show together for six years on theCUBE. We've been shooting the bleep from time to time on 610 and all over the place. It's great to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours.
It's good to see you. You look good over there.
Thanks,
you look good right there in that chair.
Apparently this is your chair.
It suits you.
I didn't know this was your chair, and you had a little passive aggressive call out on X before the show even starts.
Come on, John. Assure your dominance. Got to kick him out.
I didn't want to come in and say, hey, that's where I sit. I didn't want to be that guy.
But I would have. You know me. Oh, how I guilty know. I am. I would have been like, oh, I'm sorry,
hey,
John.
Man, I can go to my left. I still got that left hand. Little up, little layup off the glass, no big deal.
I could never go left.
I could still go to left. But no, here we are, and I think we were, we were talking before the show. I want to just get your general thoughts on the game, of course. But we're talking before the show, and you said, "Well, who's going to be good cop? Who's going to be bad cop?" I think there's a little bit of both for everyone. Everyone who saw this game. So I'll start here. Let me just ask you this: is there really no such thing as a bad win? Is there really no such thing as a bad win?
Depends on your standards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have higher standards than you should realistically have? Say, are you a Tennessee Volunteers fan?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you someone from another fan base that really thinks they should be way better than they actually are?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you look at a team that has the best defense in the NFL and a quarterback that we all still believe has a lot of talent and think that a 2-point win over the worst team in the NFL, at least going into Sunday,
mm-hmm.
isn't good enough? Because that's where I find myself, even though I can at the same time, John, appreciate three straight 10-win seasons with D'Amico Ryans and seven straight wins.
Mm-hmm.
There is such thing as a bad win. You take the bad win, you got to clean up after the bad win.
Yeah, look, I feel guilty, just even bringing it up, because you mentioned it. Three straight 10 wins, first of all, that's a hell of an accomplishment for D'Amico to come right in and do that, especially after the start this year. And of course, you're still right there in the postseason. The Jaguars aren't doing you a lot of favors. We'll get to that later. And so it's a good win. I mean, you're right there. You got the Chargers coming in. I mean, you're going to L.A., so you're going to have your chance there.
Basically a home game there. You say coming in because there's so many Texas fans going to travel there.
But I feel good about everything we just talked about. I don't feel good about – I'll put it this way. These two games against, you know, air quote, gimme, you know, gimme-type teams, I don't think you got out of it what you wanted to get out of it. And that kind of makes you pause a little bit, you know?
What specifically do you feel like they didn't get what they needed to get out of it?
Well, first of all, health, especially on the offensive line.
Titus Howard, Trent Brown did not finish the game. Excuse me, not Titus Howard. Ariante Ursary and Trent Brown did not finish the game for the Texans.
Yeah, and those are your tackles. Mm-hmm. We know what the offensive line was like without Trent Brown and Ursary just getting his feet under him, and they've both been really, really good in the last, month and a half?
Zero sacks allowed on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. So they've both been really good. But now, what? I mean, that was a knee injury reportedly with Trent Brown.
Didn't look good.
Did not look good. Where is he? You know, where is he going to be? Big dude like that. He's just a massive dude. Your knees are going to be hard to, you know, quote unquote, get under you, so to speak. Ursary looks like it's a hand thing. There is a report that it's a broken bone. I don't think it'll be a big issue, but you never know. There might
offensive linemen can sometimes play through. We've all seen our friend Wade Smith's hands. But yes,
yeah, you know, we don't know the extent of it. But other than that, you know, like I said, it was kind of a gimme stretch, and I was ready for this offensive line and C.J. Stroud to really put a statement together. I think they kind of started doing that against the Cardinals. There were some moments where the offense looked really, really good, and you're like, all right, let's see them back it up with the Raiders. And then you start. We talked about it last week, and then you start feeling pretty good about. All right, so the offense is gonna hold its own and contribute. And I'm just not quite there yet right now.
Stroud was bad yesterday.
Yeah.
And to go back to what you were talking about in the Cardinals game, mm-hmm. I thought Stroud was brilliant in that game. He was fitting some throws through some extremely tight windows. But in this game, for whatever reason, he was overthrowing guys. You could say he was sailing passes. Maybe his shoulder wasn't feeling right. Whatever the case, more than anyone offensively, C.J. Stroud let me down the most yesterday.
Yeah, he did. And then another thing, that you know, obviously you take the win, you generally feel good. If I had to pick one or the other, you know, is there such a thing as a bad win? I would say no. You know, it's a win, you know, and we all know why and where they are, et cetera. But another thing that sort of makes you pause a little bit, and I guess that's where I am, is the interior of this defensive line all of a sudden looks very attackable. Very attackable. And if people start running the ball against this defense, then it affects everything.
And it's a game where they actually had a linebacker with Azeez Al-Shaair out step up and I thought play great. EJ Speed was awesome in this game. He was really good at filling run gaps and just being a force that was keeping Ashton Gentry from getting going. But Ashton Gentry, he had a big day. He had the big 50-yard touchdown run. He also had a 60-yard touchdown catch where he was matched up one-on-one with Henry To'oto'o, and To'oto'o had no chance. I definitely agree with you on that side of things. Is it all just losing Mario Edwards? That's all of a sudden going to make your run defense mortal? Was it Azeez Al-Shaair not being out there? That's my hope.
Yeah.
It's the latter. That no Al-Shaair means it was a little bit easier for Gentry to finally get going. This was the first big game of his career.
Yeah, it was. But that's something to monitor because who knows how serious the injury is. The defensive tackles, it's not just that they've lost two guys on the interior. It's that was the Raiders pushing them around. I mean, they gave up 145 yards rushing. They hadn't done anything close to that all year long.
This has been a bad offense. Geno Smith has been pumpkin form Geno Smith. The reversion was extremely quick. To what you were saying, they've really struggled to get it going with Ashton Gentry. I was sitting in the Vegas press area for the post-game press conference, and all the questions were the kind of questions that a team that sucks has its beat asked. Because they're like, oh, well, Gentry was good. How do you feel like about that? That was his first really good game.
Yeah.
And is that an anomaly, perhaps, for the Raiders and for Gentry all season long, that all of a sudden you were able to do what you did against that Texans defense? So certainly something to be a little bit concerned about. To me, it's the offense. I cannot get out of my head how inaccurate Stroud was in this game. And the good news is the game before, on the money, fitting it through such tight windows. But this kind of inconsistency puts a level of burden on your defense that, let's be frank, it's an impossible ask to expect them to every single game go through it without making one mistake. Two mistakes, two touchdowns for the Raiders on Sunday.
Yeah, well, but getting back to, you know, to the what we were really bugging me on the offense, they didn't have a touchdown.
Right.
Until the very end. And that's the Raiders. And all of a sudden, And oh, by the way, you benefited from two really questionable calls. One for sure.
Yep.
The other one may have been uncatchable, although he did get his hands on him. So you benefited from that. I mean, what would have happened if – oh, and then the big third down conversion on the penalty, you know, and deep in your own territory.
Yeah.
Well, what would have happened then?
After dropping a snap to open the drive.
It's just – yes, it's just – and going backwards, it's just really, really hard to feel great about things. And I wanted to feel great after these two games. Like, okay, we know what the defense is, one of the best, if not the best defense in the NFL. We know that they can carry this team. We know it's a Super Bowl caliber defense. There's a couple of nicks there. You got to figure they'll get that fixed up. Just because of the breadth of the example of the sample size that we have. But offensively, I don't know if this offense can get any better. Not after these two games.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, we're looking for baby steps forward from the red zone offense. This game, you couldn't even get to the red zone unless you were getting help from the referees. You mentioned, I think they were both shaky calls. Biggest plays of the day for the Texans featured a 30-yard run by Nick Chubb, where Lonnie Johnson, the life of Lotto, what a great reality show that was, misses a tackle. You have a 3rd and 8 where Lonnie Johnson is called for a 23-yard pass interference. You have a 3rd and 20 on the last drive of the game where Stroud throws it downfield. It's probably uncatchable. And you get a pass interference that gives the Texans a first down. And then you have that shot play at the very end of the game where you're just basically saying to yourself, all right, well, our offense stinks. Nico Collins saved
us. Go get it. Yeah, go get it. And it was really not until then that they really did anything with Nico Collins either, but you know, very little, I should say. But no, I feel like with this offense right now, oh, by the way, do want to tell everybody to get in, 713-572-4610 on the text board, Twitch and YouTube. We have a lot of listeners on the YouTube channel right now, you know, where to find Sports Radio 610 on there. Obviously, courtesy of the Mokarem Law Firm. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the point at hand here. Not only do they benefit from I'll put it this way. When you put it all together, you benefited from shaky calls. You couldn't score an offense. That was the Raiders. You weren't moving the ball. You had one touchdown via an interception from Derek Stingley Jr. Your offensive line got hurt. At least two players did, one probably seriously. And they, you know, you gave up all these big runs. Overall, this was not the kind of win that makes you feel good by any stretch whatsoever.
Definitely. 713-572-4610. After this game, do you feel any positive feelings? Is there anything you could take out of this game and say, yeah, the Texans can build on this?
Mm-hmm.
Seven wins in a row is a great thing to do. And we got to keep going back to that because it is hard to win in this league. Take a look at what Cleveland did with Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like Cleveland played great in that game. They still hung in there as long as they did. It's not always easy to win every single Sunday. I know D'Amico Ryans will tell you that over and over again. CJ Stroud, everybody. It's a cliche, but it is correct. Still, oh man, a 2-point win over a team that was the de facto worst in the league.
Or do you just shake it off and say this is what they are? And you don't feel so bad about where they are going into the postseason. We'll get into that a little bit more when we talk about the defense, but do you shake it off? Because I don't want to be completely bad cop here, you know, the good cop, we've laid out some of the good things that they've done. Let me ask you this. Just in general, did you get out of these two games what you wanted to see?
No. The red zone offense did not improve.
That's the other thing.
The offense did not show consistency. And running the football with Jawar Jordan against the Cardinals, that was a mirage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy, give him credit. I'm happy that he's been able to carve out a career in the NFL to actually have a game where he gets 100 yards, the only 100-plus yard rusher for the Texans all season long. But didn't he look small yesterday?
He looked small, but I will say this, and this is kind of a compliment, and also it's a good cop and a bad cop. Nick Caley did not have a good game. And we'll get into Nick Caley here in a little bit as well, because early on, and I was sitting right next to you when this happened, they did a couple of outside zones with Jawar Jordan and had some success. And then they laid off of him and they went back to the inside the tackle stuff, and that's not him.
Right.
You know?
That might be Nick Chubb on a good
might
day,
be, yeah.
But it's not always what you're getting out of Nick Chubb. And outside of the 30-yard run,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're talking 5 carries or 6 yards.
Yeah. So how are you moving forward now? Because they are in a great spot. They're in a great spot. The Jaguars, of course, you know, still doing their thing. But how are you with this team moving forward, especially in the postseason?
I don't feel very confident in their ability to win a game on defense alone. They scored a touchdown defensively in this game, and it still was really tough for them to close the door. I mean, look, you still have the best defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any debate about that. I know that Broncos fans will complain about that. Well, look what happened yesterday against Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
So there's some cases to be made in other teams where they've got the best defense in the league. But you're asking a lot out of your defense. And what's frustrating is I believe CJ Stroud is capable of more, and we just keep on not seeing it. And this is one of those games where I can't explain inaccuracy. I can't, especially when that's his strength.
Well, one thing that he said in the post game was he felt like maybe he was rushing some of those early throws. Well, that's fine and that's fair, and you got to respect him for saying that. But this is week 16.
Yeah, exactly.
This is week 16, and the timing and the adjustments on the offense that they're clearly trying to make, that's not exactly going to bolster your confidence with the offense moving forward. And, you know, again, going back to even just Trent Brown, let's say Ursary, it's a small, well, you know, for me it'd be a major thing, but it's a small little fracture on the side of his hand or something, and they wrap it up and he plays. But even if it's just Trent Brown, which looks serious, this offensive line without Trent Brown was an absolute bleep show.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and what happened yesterday when Trent Brown went out? They moved Titus back out to tackle, and they put Jarrett Patterson in, and Blake Fisher, who's just, I mean, the book is written on him. How is it going to look moving forward if Trent, even if it's just Trent Brown that doesn't play?
It's going to be bad. Yeah. I mean, this was a game where Max Crosby was a menace.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best defenders in the league. He gave it his all on Sunday, even if he's maybe not thrilled with his teammates, Devin White, Landon Roberts. He's gone viral for yapping at them on the sidelines over the last couple. But, yeah, I mean, the Chargers have a lot of guys who can get after the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll see very soon on Saturday just what this offense might look like if they're down two offensive linemen. And if Stroud's feeling pressure that's not 100% there, maybe that's why he was inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel so great. Speaking of CJ Stroud, you mentioned those comments that he had. Here he is after the game talking about those misfires.
Maybe just rush my timing, you know, and you know, I'm a confident person. I think I can put it anywhere. So some of them I just should progress, you know, shouldn't just force the ball. But, yeah, I any throw that I make, I think, you know, I can make the throw. I just missed a couple, and that's part of the game.
He's a ball placement specialist, his words. And, you know, I'll take his word for it. He was just rushing, and it did get cleaned up. He was really good those last two drives, I think 8 out of 9 completions. So you got to give him credit for that, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But you mentioned something else. They play Saturday. It's a short week. They play at L.A. on Saturday on a short week. So I have very serious doubts that Trent Brown will play, and we'll have to see with Ursary.
No, you have to play everything careful now. Now, the good thing is you're in very good position as far as the playoffs go. Tonight's game between the Colts and 49ers wouldn't quite eliminate the Colts, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. They still have a chance if they win out and they get a little bit of help from the Texans. But you're in good spot playoff-wise. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to gamble and play guys that, or bench guys that you want to be at their 100% best come playoff time. But still, I don't want to go up against this Chargers pass rush on Saturday. What the Chargers may be thinking to themselves, we've got a shot to potentially win the division. It would be a long shot for them to get it too. We'll see what happens in this game. He is John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie. 713-572-4610 is how you call in. It's how you text in. We're on YouTube. We are on Twitch as well. So we will work in some of your thoughts about what went down yesterday. Also, coming up next, goodness gracious, I did not think that this team would be able to do yesterday what they did. And they made things a little bit more difficult for the Houston Texans to get that elusive home game come playoff time. What are we talking about? You'll find out on the other side in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.